One of my buddies had sex with a girl in college. About an hour after they had sex, she killed herself in his apartment while he was asleep. Cut her wrists in his bathtub. He said he got up to pee in the middle of the night and thought she left. Had no clue she was sitting in the tub, maybe 3 feet away from him while he peed. He didn't know her well, but it really effed with him for a very long time. Men of Reddit, what creepy things have women done to you? Just started dating, showed her a pic of my son, she then asked what I was going to do with him once we had kids. Back in 1992, I was dating this girl from Chile. She really liked ABBA. Before we would have sex, she would make me sing the song Take a Chance on Me, while dancing naked. If I refused to do it, there would be no sexy time. Being 18 years old and really only able to think about one thing, I would sing the song and dance the dance. I hate disco. Searched my apartment, phone, camera, computer, and everything else I owned the first time I left her alone in my place, because she wanted to know more about me. She ended up creating a version of my personality she interpreted through my things. Coworker at a diner told me she was leaving her boyfriend for me, just out of the blue one day. Said it in front of the cooks, manager, and two customers. Barely knew her, had worked with her for 4 months on rotating shifts, minimal actual contact or dialogue between us. Didn't even know her last name. I was pretty rowdy at that time, but I was always quiet at work and I kept to myself. Thought maybe she was screwing with me or her boyfriend was in earshot and she was trying to mess with him. Got home that night and she was standing outside my apartment with a suitcase. No idea how she got my address. I told her to go home and she quit the diner the next day. It was super weird. I was dragged into the manager's office and interrogated twice, tried to explain that I had no clue what was going on. About a week later, either her boyfriend or ex showed up with two of his friends in the parking lot and kicked the crap out of me as I was leaving work. To this day, I'm still confused about the whole thing. As a young teenager, this big girl would aggressively grope me every chance she got on the school bus. The bus driver wouldn't believe me because women don't do that, and or guys always want it. One day I was walking to my seat, she grabbed my crotch so hard it hurt and said, "You're not a real man until you split dark oak." She was a black girl, in case that pickup line didn't make sense. I started walking home or bumming rides after that. Oh man, when I was younger, 22 I think, I signed up to work an event at the job I was at. I had to work a table with an activity and help these Girl Scouts craft something. So, these two around 13-year-old girls came up and started making crafts. Then they asked me for my phone number and I told them no. Then they asked my name and I told them no. They constantly asked for both of those and I refused. A female coworker came up and started chatting with me. The girls then asked her for my info and she gave it away. I was pissed. And thinking back, I'm still pissed. One of them started texting me immediately. I told her to stop and she laughed and walked away. I blocked her number. The next day I got a Facebook friend request from her and blocked it. Then I started getting messages from her. The same coworker gave her my work email address and MySpace account. She was very persistent in getting me to talk to her and I hated it. Finally, I messaged her troop leader and told her about what was going on. She just said she'd take care of it and I never heard from her again. I think, not just her age but how persistent she was what creeped me out the most about her. Girl I dated made a voodoo doll out of her used tampon and my hair shavings, from my electric razor, that she said she'd use on me if we ever broke up. She buried it inside a lunchbox at the beach and drew a map to find it. She's now a married mother of two. I had months of hell trying to get away from my crazy ex. I think she'd spent her whole life getting what she wanted, and when I broke up with her, it was like she couldn't comprehend it. She spent months turning up to my house. At first knocking on the door like we were still together. After a few weeks, when I started to ignore the door, she'd be at the glass, I'm playing on my Xbox, and suddenly I notice she's there looking in at me. I became so anxious I left the house as little as possible because she'd always be waiting around the corner. She lived 3 miles away but couldn't drive, so must have been walking up or lying to her parents to get dropped off. I'd spend a few days in the house and think she can't possibly be there now, go out for a walk and she would appear from around the side and grab me so I couldn't go back in. I was so on edge. Eventually I called the police and gave reports, but she still came back. I stopped going out with friends for a very long time. Months later I was out for a special occasion, and she pickpocketed my phone in a club. I noticed and tried to grab it back. She wanted to see if I was seeing any girls. She told a bouncer I hit her, he grabs me by the throat no questions asked and drags me upstairs backwards and throws me out. I couldn't speak for 2 days because of the damage to my throat. I'd been talking to an old female friend, just normal conversation but we both liked each other. This girl text and phone her, no idea what she said but that girl never would speak to me again and let me explain. I eventually went to court and showed hundreds of emails and texts to the judge who gave a restraining order in my favor immediately. Unfortunately, it was only for my address so didn't help when I went out in public. There's so much more, it went on for about 9 months I think. It was pretty awful but nobody takes it as seriously when it's happening to a male. For sure if I'd have done to her what she'd done to me, there'd have been extremely serious consequences. Edit. I'm going to add a quick part 2 here before I go to bed as people are asking questions, and I feel really rude not answering everybody. It's weird telling all this to strangers when I don't think anyone in real life actually knows every detail like this. Part 2. During all of this I actually lost a really good job that I'd spent months and a lot of money training for. The reason being, I had been working on call for a company but they didn't need anyone else full time yet. I stopped answering my phone at some point so nobody could get in touch with me at all, even friends. Months later, someone from the company messaged me on Facebook and asked why I never came back after Christmas. I asked what he meant. Well, they had wanted me to start full-time after Christmas but I never found out about it as I never attempted to go through the hundreds of voicemails. Shortly after this, I went to visit my sister for 2 weeks who lives in another country. My phone still rang constantly until the battery ran out a few days in. I left it off naively thinking it would all be over by the time my trip ended. It wasn't. So after returning home I took a few contracts abroad and worked away for about 3 months in a couple of different countries. During this time I got texts saying I know where you are and what you're doing, and that she'd be waiting and so on. I was really puzzled as I'd blocked everything on Facebook, and am not one to post much there anyway. It continued and when I went home months later, she texts saying, I know you're back. I had no idea how. Turns out someone who I had been very good friends with for 10 years, had a crush on her and was trying to get with her by giving her information about me. In return she was sending him pictures of herself to prompt him for more information whenever she wanted it, and he was screenshotting my Facebook and so on if I posted a picture from abroad. I found this out because I was at a friend's house, and he was there and I noticed he was texting someone by her name. I asked him and he said yeah, it was her but he'd had her number a long time. This didn't make sense because I knew she'd been paying to change her number as I'd been blocking her repeatedly. I got confirmation by logging on to her Facebook, her password to everything was her surname and year of birth, and there they were having a live messenger chat. Him asking if she was interested in him, her asking questions about me. I saved the whole conversation and still have it somewhere backed up. I went back to staying in for a few more months, and things did die down once I cut off her source of information. I was out for my sister's birthday months later when sure enough, she turns up and stands near our group. There were a lot of us so she couldn't do much as everyone formed a defensive circle, very embarrassing for me. We all ended up moving to the other side of the bar to get away and enjoyed ourselves. That night stood where we moved to, I bumped into a girl I'd never met before and got talking to her, she's my girlfriend now and has been for 6 years, so there's the happy ending I wanted everyone who asked and showed concern to know about. Thank you all. When I was in medical school a girl 3 years my junior started obsessing over me. Initially it was kinda mild in the I have a crush on you sense. She'd ask my friends about me and messaged me on social media from her friends' accounts. Chalked it up to being young. Then she started to mess with girls that I'm close to, including my sister. Telling them that they don't deserve me and that I'm hers. Also started hanging out at my neighbor's place and refused to leave until they call me out for some stupid reason and whatnot. And she'd hang out in the neighborhood I live in and pretend that we've bumped into each other on accident. Oh, and I would occasionally post music I like on Facebook or Twitter, and she would post music of her own as a response, because she's convinced that all those music I post is for her. Then in my final year, she wrote this 80-page letter, in which she professed her love and compared me to some messiah crap. Oh, and the best part, it's been a few years since then. A few months ago she started working where I am. The nightmare effing continues. I dated an artist a few years back. I got a notification on Instagram that she tagged me in one of her paintings, and so I go to check it out. I see that it is a painting of her cutting off my penis while she's wearing a bunny suit. I then check out her Instagram story. It's a video of the painting in progress, and she's actually wearing a bunny suit while painting it. I matched with a girl on Tinder. Talked to her for a few weeks on the app. She was sweet, smart, funny, ambitious. Seemed like the total package. I asked her on a date. Picked her up, she lived a town over so it was a really short drive, and we went out and she was just nowhere near as alluring in person. But I never want to be someone's bad date experience, so I tried to keep my distance, but still give her a fun night. Dropped her off. That was that. The next day I called her, told her that I think she's great but that the spark I'm looking for just wasn't there. She flipped. She called me every name in the book, insulted me in every way she could possibly fathom, and so I just ignored her after apologizing. She called me a few hours later, apologizing for her behavior and then crying relentlessly. This being way beyond my comfort level had to end, so I told her I didn't want to speak to her anymore and that I wish her nothing but good fortune and luck. She then proceeded to yell at me for allowing her to cry, like that was my decision, and for being an a-hole. Her words. Then she threatened to slash my tires, break all the windows on my car and go to my place of work and tell everyone I raped her. Luckily this was all in text messages, which of course I saved and screenshotted. Oh, but it isn't over. I woke up for work a few days later, got in my car and pulled out of my driveway. My street looks like a giant dong with two circles at the end, neighborhood legit looks like a penis. The roundabout on my left exiting my street has no exit. The right testicle leads to the main road. I check my left and I swear I see her in a car. Nah, couldn't be her. Nobody is that crazy. I pay no mind. Stop at the gas station. Get my coffee. Back in the car. I get to work and it's still dark out. I was opening the place up and I see the same car pull into the parking lot behind me. It's her. At this point I know it's effing her. I act like I don't see her, make sure the security cameras are on, call the cops and wait. She parked on the opposite side of my building, waited, and walked around the building to my car and just stood there like she was contemplating actually slashing my tires. She starts to walk away, evidently deciding that she isn't going to, and then turns back. F. She's gonna do it. I rush out to stop her, fearful for my car and the fact that she might have a knife on her, and when I exit the building the cops pull up. After a brief exchange with the police, in which I show them the text she sent me, she gets searched and they discover a hammer in the front pouch of her hoodie. She gets arrested, I have a effed up story to tell my underling employees, and I get to wonder what I did that incited such bizarre behavior. First date. Her. What's your blood type? Me. O positive. Why? Her. Good, we can have kids. I woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and my girlfriend followed me and sat outside the door to wait for me, and I didn't notice. Opening up my bathroom door to see a humanoid figure sitting in the dark by my feet at 3 in the morning, scared the ever-living crap out of me. I was at the grocery store with my wife, then 2-year-old daughter, and twin then infant sons. My wife was pushing a double stroller with our daughter and one of the boys in it, and I was carrying the other who was calmly cuddled up to my shoulder. We're in the produce section when some random middle-aged woman that I had never seen before spots us, makes a beeline towards me, stretches out her hands and tries to take my kid out of my arms. She didn't look at my wife or me, didn't say a word to either of us, she just literally tried to grab my son from me with no prompting or invitation whatsoever. I stepped away from her and shielded my kid, my wife chased her off. That wasn't the only weird, creepy middle-aged slash older woman to come out of the woodwork when the twins were still babies, but she was the most frightening. I was super drunk, passed out on my friend's couch. His friend was there also. I woke up to find her straddling me and pouring whiskey down my throat. It was super not needed, I was destroyed. Apparently she had sex with me that night. Can't say I consented as I wasn't conscious. I had a 20-minute conversation with a woman at an airport bar. Pleasant enough conversation. We were both a little flirty and she was attractive and seemed nice. I left to catch my flight, and while I did sort of regret not getting her number, I didn't think much of it again. A couple of weeks later she showed up at my house banging on the door at 10 p.m. She had Facebook stalked me. Which is acceptable I guess, but because I don't use Facebook very often, I didn't see or reply to her messages. So, like any sane person would do, she figured out where I lived, got on an airplane and came to confront me about the situation. At that point I was already way over the whole thing, but she was basically stuck in my city for the next 3 days until her return flight, and she didn't have much money, so I kinda had to let her stay with me. It was pretty awkward, but it wasn't all terrible. I mean, she was a nice girl and pretty as a peach, but I was just too weirded out. If she had written me a letter or waited until I saw her messages, then we would probably be married right now. I couldn't get past the crazy stalker behavior though. Had a disagreement over buying her some new outfit dress thing. With the supposed victory going to me, with, "We don't have the money right now, and we'll see next paycheck," compromise. About an hour later, while I was cooking dinner, she came up and apologized, then came in for a hug. Which started nice and somewhat affectionate, but ended with her pulling her arms away very quickly across my back. This was to have the two razor blades she had sliced two deep slashes across my back. She ran away and locked herself in the bathroom. I called 911 and went, got stitches and all the medical things, had insurance thankfully. Obviously the relationship ended then and there. Looking back like 15 years later, it is really strange as we were together for about 3 years and didn't have any major fights or physical altercations before that happened. It was so trivial with some massive escalation, but in the end it taught me that yes, I can cut someone out of my life. Figuratively. Woo puns. Faked her own death. Faked a terminal illness. Faked a miscarriage. Faked a suicide. Stole over 5 grand from me. Gave me a VD, made it my fault. The list goes on. It's my fault for believing any of it. But she hunted me down like easy prey when I was easy prey. I hope you really are dead, Andrea. Screw you. My ex stabbed me with scissors when I got home one night. She insisted that since I didn't answer her calls, that I was cheating on her. I was not. Scissors went 3 inches into my gut. In a daze of confusion, I wrestled her to the floor in an attempt to stop her attack. I woke up 4 days later to learn her brother, who, while I was trying to subdue her, thought I was attacking her, hit me in the head with a cast iron skillet. Ex-girlfriend cheated on me with an abusive ex-boyfriend from a few years ago in high school. Found out, and living an hour away, I planned to break up that weekend when I saw her again. Confronted her and she went crazy and tried using a blender on my weenie before it unplugged from the wall. Got her out of my apartment and went to work. Came home that night to find she broke in my apartment and stole my cat. Never did see the cat again, but she is now overweight, baby to the ex-boyfriend she cheated on me with, and the ex fled the state. Family kicked her out of the house, and I'm doing just fine in life now. I was at a music festival in an American flag onesie last year and a lot of people were wanting to take pictures with me. I was having a good time meeting a bunch of new people. These group of older ladies between 40s and 50s came up to me and wanted a picture. When I got in their group, one kneeled down. When they took the picture, the one who knelt down grabbed my crotch. I moved and yelled, "Hey." She said, "Shut up," and grabbed it again and said, "You're a guy, enjoy this." I ended up just leaving pretty quickly at that point. I was at the pub with some friends and one of them left a scarf at a now packed table. She was feeling socially awkward and asked me to get it. I thought, no big deal, I'll get it and show her there's nothing to be worried about. I asked a woman in her early 20s, I was 18, if she could pass me the scarf. She got up, walked over to me, wrapped it around my neck and proceeded to try choke me with it, really going for it. Her hands were shaking from the force she was putting into pulling the two ends of the scarf. The pub was packed, but everyone just stood there not exactly sure of what was happening, myself included. After what felt like ages, two guys pulled her back to her table. They were looking at me worried, shaking their heads with faces that said, "We have no idea." Everyone around the table clearly knew her and were shocked by her behavior. I can't help but think about how differently this would have played out if the genders were reversed. If a man did that to a woman in a crowded pub, he'd get thrown out and the police would be called. She showed up at my apartment back in college. She knocked on the door and I didn't answer. It was late, I was tired, and I didn't invite her over. She kept knocking louder and louder. The police arrived and asked her to leave. She left and showed back up about 5 minutes later. She knocked some more and finally gave up. The next morning I found a human turd on my doormat. Maybe she was just desperate for the toilet. Ha! She actually lived in the same apartment complex. I think it was an anger turd. After three or so dates, started talking like we were engaged. When are we going on vacation together? Should we get married in a church? How many would you like us to have? I called it off after that. So she threatened to tell the police I raped her. Luckily, nothing ever came of that. A girl I had been dating for just a couple weeks invited me to her mom's house for dinner. Halfway through dinner, I finally noticed that they had printed out pictures of me from MySpace. This was back when MySpace was normal, put them in frames and randomly interspersed them with other family pictures throughout the house. They were laughing hysterically at my reaction. I told them, very plainly and very seriously, that if it was a joke, it was hilarious. But if it wasn't? They never actually answered whether it was a joke or not. We didn't date much longer than that. This girl who works at my mom's work, their servers, always tells my mom she's going to marry me and thinks I'm cute. It wasn't a big deal at first. But it got out of control for a little bit there. Commenting hard eyes and inappropriate remarks on any post my mom made with me tagged in it. She finally followed me on Instagram and liked every one of my 700 something posts. And here comes the best, worst part. She starts messaging me through Instagram and I didn't reply once, but she begins having a conversation with herself with me in my inbox. Like asking questions and answering them for herself and replying as if I said something, and saying things like, "I heard from your mom that you're going through a rough time." And opens up to me about her past, which is a long and inappropriate thing to send to someone who hasn't even replied. This is among many other creepy things she's done to me. She doesn't bother me anymore though, just the occasional like on a picture. Sucked my blood from an open scab without informing me she was about to do so. She considered herself a vampire. Made an alt for this. It's become the dark event that's divided our town. It happened to a friend I knew. Real bright, had a well-paying job. One day he parties with this girl. She claimed he raped her but refused to speak with police. Despite this and despite the fact that he had recorded a phone call with her admitting she was lying, his life was ruined. I watched him go on a downward spiral, and I had a couple decade-long friends turn on me just for being around him. Well, a year and 6 months after the allegations, he started getting phone calls from her, demanding money. He agreed to meet her in a hotel room. Once she arrived, he shot and killed her, then turned the gun on himself. It's taken a long time to cope. And it scares me how, moments after any allegation, people form a mob for justice. I know victims should be encouraged to come forward. But when a guy has proof, the girl wouldn't go to the police. She willingly met him in a hotel room after essentially trying to blackmail him. That should be enough to prove one's innocence. I lost a good friend.